Massive victory for Bart's hospital worker strike wins pay rise and an end to outsourcing. Rob Williams, Socialist Party industrial organizer, unite union members in Bart's NHS Trust in East London, the largest in the country, are celebrating a fantastic victory after 2 weeks of strikes. We send our congratulations to Unite and its members and reps, including the union's branch secretary Len Hockey, a long-standing member of the Socialist Party. The low-paid workers, porters, cleaners, catering staff and security, are employed across 5 East London hospitals, including Whipps Cross, Royal London and St Bartholomew's, by notorious outsourcing giant Serco, with an estimated turnover of nearly £4 billion. During the pandemic alone, Serco has been responsible for multiple strikes by Unite members in London, from the Bexley Bean workers to the Ealing traffic wardens. The Bart's workers rejected the miserly 1% pay offer from Serco last year, but always placed the issue of ditching the parasitic privateer and being brought in-house on NHS contracts central to the dispute. Just by winning their strike ballot, the bosses were forced to up their pay offer to 3%, mirroring that offered to workers directly employed by the NHS. But because they are outsourced, the real gap is far wider, at up to 15%. Unite rejected this offer when real inflation was rising, now beyond 7%, and moved to an industrial action ballot, which was won with a 97.7% yes vote. However, the other recognized union at Bart's Trust, Unison, broke ranks and put the 3% pay offer to its members. Incredibly, a Unison full-time organizer has claimed credit for this victory. Unison is proud of the deal we negotiated, but it wouldn't have been possible without the support of our members at Bart's. But it was the brave, well-supported, and vibrant strike action by Unite members that forced bosses to the negotiating table. Workers took to the picket lines at the 3 hospitals in the first 2 weeks of February. There were huge mobilizations, with well over 100 at the hospitals, often singing and dancing. They organized strike demonstrations outside each hospital of hundreds of striking workers and their supporters across the labor and trade union movement. Management was in no doubt that the action would continue and escalate unless an acceptable agreement was reached. That improved offer includes the 3% pay rise backdated to last April, plus a one-off payment of £400. But crucially, it also confirms that the workers will be brought back in-house on the 1st of May 2023. The workers have insisted that this is done on NHS pay, terms and conditions. If there is any delay, the agreement commits to backdating any NHS pay rise to the time of transfer. On this basis, the reps agreed to suspend the first of their next 2 weeks of planned strike action, particularly as the Bart's NHS Trust Board was meeting on the 2nd of March to confirm the insourcing. Some, like the Socialist Workers' Party, wrongly criticized this decision, saying that it was a mistake. But the reps knew that they were close to an important victory that was then confirmed on the 3rd of March. If the Trust Board meeting went back on commitments given, reps and members were prepared to go ahead with the second scheduled strike week. They will now be vigilant to ensure that the agreement is delivered by the Trust management, which knows that workers will resume the action if they renege. This dispute is part of the growing strike wave that has developed as the Tories and the bosses look to squeeze workers' incomes, trying to make them pay for the COVID crisis. Workers are showing that they won't accept this and are fighting, and increasingly winning, as the Bart's NHS strike shows. But as well as securing a wage rise, they have also pushed back against the privatization agenda that has been used to attack the livelihoods of workers in the NHS and elsewhere in the public sector for decades. This was the experience of the Bart's NHS workers themselves. Their victory should be seen as an inspiration for other outsourced public sector workers, and for NHS staff as they face up to another paltry 3% pay offer, that is in reality a massive pay cut. Bart's strikers have shown that action wins.